South Dakota Public Utilities Commission Rules Hearing is called to order. It is February 7th, 2024 at 1:30 p.m. Central Time. Today, we are in the McKay Building at 800 Governor's Drive in Pierre, South Dakota. This is Commissioner Feagan, and with me today is Commissioner Hansen and Commissioner Nelson. Today, at the hearing, we will take public comment on proposed rules. Actually, we will take the oral comments today, and then if you could file written comments after your oral comments, if those written comments are not in, that would be very, very helpful. You need to do that by the end of the business day on February 22nd, which I would assume in South Dakota is 5 p.m. Central Time on February 22nd. Following the close of the public comment period, the commission will take action on the proposed rules at a later commission meeting, and our council is working on scheduling that date. So today, it's open mic time, and when you speak, of course, give your name and where you're from. With that, I think I'll turn the mic to commission staff to briefly summarize public comments that have been filed and any amendments. So at this time, I'll go to staff before we take comments.
This is Cody Chambliss for staff. The amendment that we proposed was deleting a short phrase that is repetitive in further on in the rule.
Make sure you speak clearly, and I'm not getting a text from Leah, but I know she's paying attention.
Perfect. So the amendment we propose is to delete the phrase "and show current assets greater than current liabilities" in the first paragraph, because it is already covered in the second paragraph of the rule. So that is the only change that staff had.
Thank you. Any other staff comments, any other staff reviews? With that, we will go to public comments. The mic is open. And Jason, just for your information, there is no one in the room except our wonderful Public Utilities Commission staff and the three commissioners.
Well, I guess then I'll make the first comment. I'm Jason Kyle, regulatory manager for Black Hills Energy, Black Hills Power. The only comment that we have is we've got a little bit of concern on the master metering piece, where the proposed rule actually takes away the staff oversight and lets the customer self-certify them for master metering. We kind of feel like that is kind of dangerous to give the customer the ability to self-certify and then nobody there to police to make sure that they comply with the rules to have the master metering. We just think it opens up for customer abuse and don't really know who's going to be the sheriff to make sure that they're compliant. We definitely don't want that onerous on us. So just, you know, think about that before you rule on that piece. We don't care about the notice piece. I think we're neutral on that. But that's all the comment we got for Black Hills.
Thank you. And have you submitted, or will you in your comments submit your recommendations for change?
Yep, we sure will.
Thank you. Are there other public
can we ask questions?
Yes, you can ask questions.
Mr. Kyle, Commissioner Nelson here. So if someone is not honest, why do you care?
Well, we don't. We just kind of feel like if there's no rules to to comply with. You know, we don't mind master metering. Let's just get that straight. But if they're not complying with the rules, and somebody complains to us, we're gonna turn them to you.
And that's certainly appropriate because it's not your deal.
Yep. That's all we're trying to eliminate. You know, we do have some concerns about master metering. You know, but if they comply with the rules, they can have master metering. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of feel like if there's nobody verifying that, it could potentially work. Not everybody's going to abuse it, but there could be some potential abuse out there.
So what issues do you find when a master meter is used?
Well, our biggest concern with master metering is, of course, you know, there's one meter, one customer. They're passing on probably, you know, hopefully passing along just the cost of the electricity through a rate, you know, a rent rate or whatever. The concern that we have from a company perspective is if one of the renters in the apartment complex comes into financial hardship, there's no assistance available to that customer. If there is an event that the non-payment and we got to shut that customer off, shut the big customer off, we got to shut the whole complex off. That's just not one angry customer. We're probably going to have all of those customers coming to us because we supply the electricity to that apartment complex. You know, there could potentially, and I've heard this from my ops people, you know, as long as they comply with the rules for construction, but there could potentially be, if there's a safety issue in the building, we got to shut the whole building off. Versus individual metering, we could isolate a floor. In this, you know, master metering situation, we're probably going to shut the whole building off. Those are just some of the concerns, and I don't know them all. I've just heard from ops and some of the stuff that we've talked about, you know, internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate the discussion. Thank you.
Other commission questions? Thank you. If you can just stay around, if we have anybody else that would like to comment. Public comments.
Sure.
I thought there were at least one person coming over, and I don't see her. So she will probably submit her comments before February 22nd at 5 p.m. Central Time. Anything else before the commission? Hearing none, I think we are done with the public comment portion of RM23-001. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. We are adjourned.